Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. The name of this show is Fast and Loose, and my name is Nate. We've got two wonderful trainees here in the building. They will be introducing themselves very soon. We're going to be playing some music in between, and we're going to teach them some stuff. And so during that time, hang with us. There's going to be some great music, but I think there might be some awkward stuff happening in between as we switch channels and do whatnot. So thank you for listening and stay with us. Thank you to Spencer and Computer Down for the previous hour of music.
Thank you. big as the moon, having no idea what or where I am. Something good comes with the bad, a song's never just sad. There's hope, there's a silver line. Show me my silver line. Show me my silver line. I hear a voice call, calling out for me. These shackles I made in the town to be free. Be it for ease, be it for love, I won't take the easy road. I won't take the easy road, easy road, easy road. Oh, I won't take the easy road, easy road, easy road. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, show me my silver line. I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. I try to keep on keeping on.
Crash another pool full of strangers. Find a girl who thrives on the danger. it all on.
All right, hey, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO. I've got my two trainees here. We're going to do a little bit of talking. So, come on in, trainees. Right on the mic. Don't be scared. All right, we'll go here first.
Hello, guys. My name is Jose. I'm really passionate about cats.
And, yes.
And I hate papaya, and I just feel like you should all agree with me on that.
That's good. Hate papaya.
Yeah.
I you know what? Overripe papaya is like... absolute bottom of the barrel fruit for me. 100%.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely yeah. Right. Papaya in general, bottom of the barrel.
Really?
Yeah.
A fresh one, if there's a good one, I'm in. But
no.
Nah, that's, yeah. Okay.
I can't do the seeds. They're gross.
Oh, the seeds.
They're
yeah.
so, no. Okay.
Yeah. What about other fruits in that genre? Are you in on, you know, what pineapples, mangoes, those kind of things?
Dude, okay. Pineapples, mangoes, top, like mix them up, make a smoothie out of pineapples,
yeah.
mangoes. That's a fun summertime.
Yeah.
What can I say? Okay.
But you see that papaya and you're like, this whole thing's
no,
this
I see the toss of papaya in there. I'm throwing the smoothie away. That's disgusting.
No, wow. They'll try to sneak that in like fourth thing. They're like, and there's papaya in here too. And you're like, nah.
No.
You got to read the fine print.
Absolutely.
That's 100%.
It ruins the whole day, honestly.
Wow. There it is. The aftertaste, the papaya aftertaste.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hate it.
Gotcha. Let's bring you in on this, okay?
Hi, I'm Nick. I don't know if I've ever actually had papaya, but I don't know if I'd put it in the same category as pineapple. That's my
really?
Big argument.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
I've never had it, but I feel like that's a different category. I feel like it's like pineapple with more like orange, like more citrusy, like that kind of
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Citrus flavor.
That's true. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
What's your smoothie source these days?
Kindleven.
Kindle, what is that? What did
Kindleven.
You?
It's like right down
oh, right,
there.
Yeah.
And there's,
oh, I know. Is that inside the engineering building?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Green ones, they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's the source. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, done. The big thing was that like, in the last year, it's Waikiki and Life Alive have entered the smoothie game.
The smoothie? Okay.
And so it's always like sort of a question between like those two places. Life Alive is like a real scene though. Like I walk in there and I'm like, am I cool enough? Is your friend very cool?
She seems pretty cool.
And it's just like it's just you walk in and you're like, I should put something else on. Like this is not, this is the whole thing and
yeah.
I'm just walking in. getting food. I feel like people are like, I'm going to look this way, and I'm going to like write my novel with the life alive, and that's what I'm doing here.
Have you ever been to the sink?
The sink? No, what is that?
Dude.
A little coffee shop on campus? That's how I feel when I walk into the sink. I'm not cool enough to be here.
Yeah, like, are my pants baggy enough for me to be in here?
That's hilarious. Oh, jeez. That's a take on the sink right there. Oh, that's funny. Oh, jeez. Okay, well, I mean, yeah. Are they got smoothies up there, or is this...
No, it's just a coffee shop. Yeah.
Just a coffee shop. Down here is like really gone hard in the paint on the smoothies. That's like it's there's that and there's a Starbucks.
There's
over
a Starbucks
here at the bottom.
Now. Yeah,
people talk about that a lot. Is this what's your I guess freshman? So it's not that big of a deal. But we had the Green Line was a big deal. I live in Ball Square. I live like one stop down, and I did wake up on like the day that they opened it at 4:30 in the morning, and I was part of the group of people that like got on with Jumbo. Were you there?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Were you there?
No, but I know who Jumbo was that day.
Really?
Really?
All right, that's
spill
a big deal. That's
know,
yeah. Do you know? Are you gonna?
Oh, I can't spill.
What? Literally, what power structure is preventing you from being like?
Like
I can't tell you who Jumbo is because they'll get me.
I feel like it'd be a betrayal.
Like gun to your head, you can't.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm
yeah. Everybody out there. There's somebody's listening. Yeah, administration is listening to 91.5 right now, and they're like, oh my gosh, if they say their name, activate the team.
They know who the Jumbo is. Yeah, they're
going
to come.
That's, that's hilarious. Wow. So we're like right on eggshells right now.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, just give us a reason. Just give, like, that's it.
They're going to have Jumbo himself like barging into this
exactly.
Room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man. Those guys are ready to roll. Oh man. That's wow. Okay, Jumbo. That's a big day to be Jumbo too, because I was standing outside that train, and there was actually a bunch of people. Like, not everybody got on. We were pushing in.
There was a lot. Yeah.
It was nuts. So we all get on and stuff. It is like I'm sitting there. Somebody literally behind me goes, I don't know when they will ever open another train line ever again, like in my lifetime. And they were like, well, you know, you got remote work and whatever. And this, I don't know if you know this, this was approved in 1990.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the money for this Green Line was part of the big dig. And they were like, no, we'll get there. It's right around the corner. And I moved to Ball Square 7 years ago. And there was not anything there. There was actually a bowling alley there, like a candlepin bowling alley.
Oh,
and you
RIP.
Moved there and people were just like, hey, you know, that's going to be a T-stop. And it was like, there's 0% chance that that's going to happen. Like, nothing, there was nothing there. It was nothing. And then even when they started building it, then COVID happened. They had the bridge out for a while. They changed path. Everything just wasn't going to happen. And they stopped giving us updates, too. That was the best part. Is that they were like, I remember when it was like April 2022 was like, that was it. That's got to be it.
Yeah.
And then basically that came and went. And then they just stopped. And then eventually, like a week before, they're like, you know, we're just going to open it. It's going to be fine.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude.
So I'm really lucky, I guess.
You're lucky. Are you taking
Super
it? Have you got on?
I've taken it a few times.
Yeah.
I've gone to the city.
All the way down. You can take it to Ruggles, all the way down to Northeastern.
Yeah.
You know, you got friends at Northeastern. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. It's just one step away. Actually, other people in line, a couple people in front of me, were Northeastern students who had Ubered there. At like 3 a.m, they're like, "We're taking this all the way. That's it.
That's so cute.
The deed is done.
That
yeah,
adorable.
That is. It was pretty cool. There was like two of them, and there was like a couple. It was like, oh,
that's
it was
like main character energy right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like we got to do. You know,
someone write a novel about that.
Oh yeah. There it is. You go to Life Alive. You get that. You get that novel written. You know.
I mean,
yeah. It's, outline those characters.
Seriously.
It's pretty easy to come with backstories at this point. You know, mm-hmm. like it's. Oh man. But I think the longevity of it was a big part of it for me. It was just like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to drive by these stations and be like, I did it. I was one of the first, you know, I was on there. The mayor, former mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, was like literally right here. It was just so really funny. For those listening, he was like right next to me. It was like we were at a concert and we were like, you know, jammed up. And it was funny because it wasn't like he was with a bunch of people or his like entourage. It was just him.
Just him.
You know, he was like, this is great. You know, like, wanted to get on first. You know, like, this is all, like, that means something to me, too. And I'm like, yeah. It's, everyone here has that exact same stupid idea because it was freezing cold that morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, that was fun. So there you go.
Awesome.
You didn't get a chance. Okay, you didn't get a chance, Nick, to be like, all right, what are you gonna say here?
Oh,
you got a time up at the mic. We gotta hear you here.
In terms of papaya, the only thing I can think of that I don't like that much in the same sort of vicinity is beets. I hate beets.
Whoa, beets!
That's controversial.
Beets are a big one.
the color of them is so alien-esque.
Yeah.
Something is not real.
Yeah, yeah.
Something
and it stains. The beet juice.
Oh, God.
Stains like crazy. That's a tough one.
I'm anti-beet.
Anti-beet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like beets have really moved in as, you know, we've tried to kind of get away from meat in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
I feel like beets are coming in there with, like, hey, beets, chickpeas. Like, these are things that are like, I'm right here.
I'm
waiting for
chickpeas,
you.
Though.
You know, that's, yeah.
Chickpea that's, proponent. I like
that's
those.
That's good. But I feel like you go to Life Alive, not getting beets, it could be a potential deal breaker for what they're doing over there.
Honestly.
Yeah. Those bowls. Yeah. That's bowl, those hearty bowls. They're like, well, there's going to be beets in here. That's going to be non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's good. What are you looking forward to the most about having your own radio show or being a part of? Is it just going to be you? Also, that's the other thing. You're going to bring someone in? You have a co-host? Something like that?
Yeah, probably. We'll have a really good time. I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts going on in my head, a lot of demons that I want to let out.
There's good. That's good.
Yeah,
this is the process. This is cheaper than therapy right here. This is it. You just say it
100%.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What about you?
Me and one of my really good friends, Mia, were talking about doing it together.
Okay,
so
good.
Oh, nice.
She did her training yesterday, and I mean, yeah, just full-on obsession, 24/7 listening to music, so might as well put it out there.
Do you have a name for your show?
No, you?
Oh, okay. Back in high school, I had this show. I did a podcast in high school for a class, and it was called Teenage Trash Talk, but I'm not a teenager anymore, so I can't use that.
You
got
to do Tufts Trash Talk. Something like that. You know, keep
nice.
The T right there.
I'm going
to
steal that.
That's good. You'll see, and you'll look around. There's some really good ones. My favorite one, and I don't know if they still do it, the Money Hour up there.
Yeah.
That's the one that's just like, I was like, that's a good name.
That's a good one.
That's just like a good name. Which, I mean, hey, in finance, that's...
I was going to say, I feel like you got to talk about economics if you're going to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I hate econ. talk about Wall Street. No, thank you.
There you go. I think that would be good. Tough Trash Talk, and like people log in and they're like, I'm getting takes on all this stuff. They're serving papaya now at Carm, and I gotta deal with that.
Yeah.
And it's a whole thing. So, okay. Yeah. It's like naming a band. Like, you gotta. It's like I can't get away from this. Like, this is who I am. Like, it's a piece of your identity,
yeah.
But now it's like out in the world. That's good. There you go. How about you? No ideas? Any?
No, I'm going to have to brainstorm. I don't have anything yet.
There it is. There was one that was walk sign is on, inevitably because they hear
it. Constant clicking.
Yeah. So it's like, but they used to have, do they still have the person saying it where it's walk sign is on?
Yeah. Yeah.
They do. That was one. But if you look through the schedule and stuff like that, there's actually some pretty fun names.
Some funny names? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal them.
Yeah. steal some names. And then on here, too, like if it actually has it, you'll see on here, too. Listener, if you've never been in here, chances are you have because I'm friends with you and probably been here. as soon as you find something, there's a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff. Especially, too, I mean, you could look at this here for hours.
Very artistic.
A lot of crazy stuff here at the old WMFO. All right, we're going to log back in real quick to the music. We listen to First Aid Kit, My Silver Lining, First Aid Kit, Wolf. It's a bonus track off the album, Wolf. Weird to put the bonus track as the self-title, like the name of the album. That's strange. Anyway, I'm not going to question. First Aid Kit, great band. Shout out to Virginia. Loves First Aid Kit. Crave You by Adventure Club. 10,000 Emerald Pools by Bourne's. Endless Summer by Abso Facto. The Energy Story by College. And then behind us is Dream Fortress by Grimes, which is a real song to really turn up and stuff like that. You know?
All right.
Grimes, you know?
Elon Musk.
That's the thing. There's a whole generation of people that are just like, I just know Grimes, Elon Musk.
Didn't they name their baby like a robot or something?
It is. It's like 8C. It's like whatever that letter or character is where it's an A and then an E2. Like, it's also that. Like, it's the combined thing together. I don't know what it's called. I should.
You got to
use
that classic. You got to use that classic knowledge on that name.
I should know that one.
Yeah.
It's something like that. It's also like, it's like in German, like the cursive B comes up every once in a while. While you know that kind of thing, it looks like a backwards beta, but it's like it's I don't know, it doesn't.
They were just silly about it.
Just silly. We're gonna have the one be different.
That kid's gonna grow up to hate his life.
Oh yeah, totally.
Or change his name.
This is one Grimes story. Before Grimes was like Grimes, Grimes was like a huge deal, like indie rock, especially.
No,
so
yeah.
I was in college. First album comes out, and the first couple music videos she made were incredible, you know, and a lot of people, like, no one had ever heard, and the sort of persona that like she was sort of putting out there was incredible.
Yeah.
And so me and a couple of my friends were like obsessed with it. But like, so we stands. Were like, oh no, 100%. And like her Wikipedia page was insane. Like there's this like story that they have where, because she I think is an artist way before like sort of the musician stuff no, sort yeah. of became that. But it's for most it's a lot of like the art and stuff. And there's this like article in. Which I don't even know if it's still there. It's that she was like her and a friend wanted to like float down the Mississippi River and like write music about it.
That's so cute.
And like they were in Minnesota or somewhere. Oh yeah. Like just we're gonna do this and like literally within the first like 10 minutes they're like boat barge thing capsizes and they lose all their stuff and it's like all this it's this like hilarious story. But anyway, all this stuff was like super intriguing, you know?
Yeah.
I was kind of like a big sports guy and like kind of a jock in college and stuff. So we're watching, I think it was like the college football national championship and it's a bunch of people are over. We're watching this. It's, you know, a bunch of people like really into football. We like, it's halftime. We're like, we don't want to watch the halftime show. So we're like, let's put on some Grimes videos. So we just like shift gears so quick.
So quick.
And there's this one guy, I will never forget, his name was Josh Hale. He literally was just like, yeah, I gotta go, man. I just like, I'm not. He was like, that's way enough. Into the football stuff. And he's like, yeah, like, and he was like, I just can't. These videos are ridiculous. I just can't do this.
Yeah, so, I can't.
Yeah, go back, watch some old Grimes videos. That was back when like music videos were kind of a bigger deal than I think they are now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you watching music videos?
Not really.
No, yeah. YouTube's on a decline now.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And just like production value's way down. So if there is one, it's just kind of the band, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
These ones are all, there's just like a really strange, but that's why, forget what the one, like her made like the first single off of like whatever that,
Is it Oblivion?
It's Oblivion, yeah. It's the thing for Oblivion. She's at like a monster truck rally or something like that.
Oh my
it's
god.
Just, like, it's really strange.
She's
yeah,
so
it's
that,
it's
yeah.
Music
yeah.
video to watch if you haven't. It's an older song, but Say Something, Justin Timberlake, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's
a crazy one, yeah.
It's really cool.
That was back when the budgets were like millions of dollars and stuff like that. Especially, man, for indie rock and for like kind of like emo and punk. Like there were just like some really there's like some old Paramore music videos that are just these are insane.
Oh,
these are insane, awesome music videos, so. Anyway, all right, we'll go back to some of this music and we'll do some stuff. Hey, if you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO.
You're tender loving me. inside of me. I can hardly move, I can barely breathe. Yeah, your features. The trouble is, it's just so obvious. I still see all the lines of surgery remnants where you cut away, left your flaws behind in the ether. Face of puzzle pieces that don't fit together. Is canvas and your own body serves as your easel. It's just so hard to quit when you're hooked on it. You're just a junkie craving one more plastic fix. Keep you up to date with all the latest trends of the seasons. Face of puzzle pieces that don't fit together.
All right, we got a quick PSA being read by Nick here. All the way into the mic. You got to go all the way in here.
All right, good?
Good. Go all for right. it.
Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Do you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start off you saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips to eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement for people of the ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
You know what's a good substitute for meat?
Not beets. Don't say it.
You're in here too, Jose. Where you at on vegetarianism?
I was vegetarian for 7 years, actually.
7 years.
Wow. 7 years.
Okay.
Dedication.
There it is.
It was.
Wow. I'm like a during the week vegetarian. That's where I'm at.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I could never give up chicken nuggets. I'm sorry.
Chicken nuggets are... That's what I'm at right now, is I'm just like, what am I going to do? Life's too short.
With ranch and buffalo sauce? It's such a fun time.
I quit like a year ago. I'm a quitting vegetarian. Retired.
What brought you out of that? You don't get a lot of that. You're like, I was for 7 years and now I'm not.
Seriously. I think I was just like tired all the time, and I went to the doctor and they're like, you don't have enough iron. And I was taking little pills, but it still wasn't enough. So I was like, gotta go back.
The iron, yeah. That's what's gonna do it right there. Yeah. You gotta eat Cheerios. Cheerios and iron. Cheerios. Anytime iron. Iron. They put all that iron in the Cheerios. That's what they're doing.
Oh, that's where it is.
There you go. Yeah, we did. My wife, it's like during the week, all the meals that we make during the week and stuff like that. Because we're both big into cooking.
Yeah.
Right. I can never be vegan because of cheese. It's
ice cream for me.
Cheese, milk, ice cream. My family heritage is dairy farmers. So that's all Western Pennsylvania. So there's no, it's just too good.
So good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But we try to do a lot of vegan stuff in some cases. But yeah, I think the big thing is just moving away from it being like the default. I think that's, and I'm kind of seeing that happening, of just like there has to be meat on this plate in order for it to like seem complete. Yeah. I feel like we're moving away from that.
Right.
Yeah. We shouldn't though.
Yeah, no,
we shouldn't.
There it is. Yes.
Embrace tradition.
There it is. So my family, I told you, my parents who may be listening, have retired to North Carolina, and they like, so my wife has celiac, and that was like, we started dating in 2009, and she's like, I got this thing, I can't eat gluten. I was like, what is gluten? Nobody knew back then. Yeah. I'm telling you, nobody knew. Okay. And she's like, I can't eat pasta. And I was like, that's everything. That's all I eat.
That's a deal breaker.
And I'm like, she's like, pizza, that's bread, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, this is nuts. Like, this is nuts. And she like, had been diagnosed with it, and it was like a whole thing. Now, obviously, like a lot of stuff they've taken them to. Like, I love with like Kellogg's was just like, hey, we took all the gluten out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I
no big deal.
That.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of like all cereal had gluten in it, and it turns out like it's like the CEO's kid had like a gluten allergy or developed a gluten allergy, something like that. And they were like, you know what? It turns out it's actually not that hard to not have the gluten in here. And there it was just like gone. That was like a whole thing. She's like, I'm out on that. So that was like a real, and then so I remember introducing her to my parents, and my parents were like, we've kind of been reading some stuff on like not eating gluten. Maybe we just stop doing that. And then they did. They like went gluten free for
really?
Like and so now they don't eat a lot of it. And then they're also, my sister just got married to somebody who's vegan.
Wow.
And they have been like, hey, we'll do some vegan stuff. Cool. So like, it's really funny because my dad is definitely into like smoking meats, and like he over family vacation, we were down there over the summer, while my sister's husband was there, it's like all vegan and it's great, and we're eating the chicken, and we're like, this is great, and I felt great too, like a whole I was running like that whole week, and I'm like, this is great. He leaves early, and my dad is like, all right, we're doing ribs and like pulled pork sandwiches, and like we had like this meat feast after he leaves, and I woke up that next morning with just like the meat sweats, you know, and I felt terrible, and I was like, I get it, it's everything, but it's so good, it's delicious.
No, like a barbecue's always fun though.
Yes,
like,
and down there all the sauces, and it's like, amazing. What am I gonna do?
Amazing.
You know, so that's, oh my gosh, it's good. What's your favorite like version of barbecue? What's your favorite version?
Oh, I love a pulled pork sandwich.
Pulled pork
sandwich.
Oh
my god,
I think I'm
amazing.
Right there. I think I'm right there. Pulled pork sandwich
with like a little bit of cornbread. Oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Just does it for me.
And then what kind of sauce are you the?
Oh, I always go for like honey mustard.
Yes.
Because it's like,
big on that.
It's so delicious.
The sweet and the tang. Oh.
Yeah, with sweet tea on the side. Oh my god.
Sweet tea on the side.
I love being
from
North Carolina.
You're not gonna find. Have you been to Red Bones?
Here? No.
So the two places. Red Bones is okay.
All right.
Davis Square. That's a barbecue place.
Okay.
And then it's called Smoke Shop. It's in Harvard Square.
Okay.
That's like a nicer. It's like nicer.
Yeah.
And so you're paying more, and it's like not gonna be any better. None of it's gonna be better than what you're used to. Like that's just like, I'm just gonna,
it's all gonna be a letdown.
Like,
okay.
It. Yeah. So that's just there's no like, oh, this is pretty close. It's just like not. You need like These, I feel like if you have a smoker, you need to just use it for 20 years before you even are like there on anything.
So. Like if there's not a bald guy in the kitchen, I don't want it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's not going to be fire.
Some just like sweating guy who's just like, just comes out of the thing and just like smoke everywhere, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
He woke up at like 3 a.m. and I had that out there. So anyway, I'm sorry for all the, if meat, the conversation on meat. It's, yeah, so.
It's meat is great.
It's good. It's good. What am I going to say? What am I going to say here? So anyway, what's your barbecue take on that?
I'm still getting back into eating something. So I still haven't had, I found something the other day. I've been like forgetting some categories I've missed. Like I really have not had like pork/ham. Like I'm still getting back into that. My friend was like, we're at the dining hall and she's like, oh, they've got bacon. And I was like, have I eaten bacon since I became vegetarian? Un-vegetarian. Carnivore again.
At dining hall, bacon's like way down here though. I mean, you gotta get go buy a pack of bacon and make it in your kitchen.
So
like
I'm still retrying some things. I've had brisket recently.
Yeah, brisket.
There's this really good barbecue place in Chicago called Smoke. It's amazing.
I've even heard of Smoke. Yeah,
good. They give you like massive tins of like full stacks of barbecue, and they send you these little metal ones with cornbread and mac and cheese.
Oh, all of it.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting hungry. I didn't get lunch yet. Like, I think that's why I'm right there. That's the big beef I have with Smoke Shop and like Red Bones. They don't have these like insane portions, which is in the South. You're walking in there and it's like, it's just going to be entire thing. It's just, here it all is, you know? Oh my gosh. That's good. And sweet tea. Oh, you got it. Sweet tea. I aside from making it yourself, I think you're out. I mean, I think there's, you're just going to have to wait until the spring break, you go home, whatever. You know, it's going to be it, you know? That's, oh, geez. I'm just hungry. What's your, you're at the dining halls. What's your go-to lunch spot otherwise?
Ooh, right. Carm. I love Carm.
Yeah. And that's on the Carm DeWick, you know, spectrum. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think DeWick is better, but Carm's energy is calmer. It's also closer to my dorm.
Boo.
What a statement. The energy is better.
Carm's, like, aura is so much calmer. Like, everyone there is just, like, chill.
Okay.
And work. And, like, the food is not as good. But if you want to, like, sit down with a bowl of fries and study, that's where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're going into Wick, it's like Grand Central Station in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so super busy.
And
it's so
bustling
far.
Past each other.
You never get a knife at DeWick. You got to use 2 forks
to
cut.
Gotcha. Yeah. What about off campus? Are you going to Davis? You doing any of that down there?
Ooh. Oh my god, oh my god. There's this place in Porter. It's, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a ramen place. Oh my god, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
I haven't tried enough stuff off campus.
It's so good.
Yep.
You know Danish Pastry Shop?
Yeah, DPH.
I work there.
Okay. I've probably seen you there. I go in there. I get
He's a regular.
I'm going in DPH.
Every Friday, every Saturday.
I'm like DPH over Tamper. Tamper's too much of a scene. You walk in there, you can tell that I'm like, I get intimidated by people. DPH is like, hey, welcome. This is like a living room. Yeah,
avocado toast, though.
Avocado toast. Get out of here. You get sandwiches, everything at DPH. True. It's good. It's nice over there. It was caught on fire a couple years ago.
What?
Yeah, do they still talk about that?
Not really, but
I was like, I walked all the way from my place over to DPH, and there was just a sign on the door. It was just like, we caught on fire. And it's just like, we're not going to open anytime soon. Like, it's thing. I don't know if it's passed over, like ownership or something like that, but it's been there forever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same lady. Ula, she's the best. She's
Nice. That's great. That's good.
Yeah, you come anytime on a Friday, I'll be there.
That's good. And what's your pick on pizza here? What's your pick on?
Did you try Espresso's?
Espresso's
Pizza before it closed?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, you did. Okay. So my freshman year, Espresso's was like a big thing. Like it was like 12 at night. You were hungry, you know. Pizza Days is horrible pizza. You would go to Espresso.
So bad.
you go to Espresso's. They have this area you could sit in. So you and your friends just order the biggest pizza you can.
Yep.
It's 1 a.m. You're having the time of your life.
And it's thick. They was thick pizza. It was good.
During
my 2 a.m. pizza runs, I really don't care if it's horrible. I'm going to eat pizza.
Pizza Days. They're still doing the socks at Pizza Days? You get a free pair of socks at the Pizza Days.
That's such a scam, though. You have to pay for the socks.
It's so stupid. Yeah. Pizza Days is tough. I do like Peenies. The place that they replaced
Peenies
with, it's pretty good. Peenies is pretty good. It used to be in Magoon Square.
I
don't know Peenies right now. I don't know.
Peenies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. That joke is the 100%. It's like, you gotta change the name. I mean,
They're asking for it.
Exactly. Yes, they are. 100%. 100%.
They're just giving us ammunition.
100%. 100%. Yep. It's tough. And there used to be. Helen's. Helen's is good, or used to be. Is it Helen's even anymore? It's just
I'm
roast
not
beef,
sure.
Something like that. I don't know. So,
I don't know.
All right, our time has come to a close. We will be handing this show Fast and Loose over to our wonderful DJs. Next week, they will get half the show to play whatever they want, so you want to stick around. And also stay on air today, because there's going to be a lot of really great shows. There's going to be more people training, so you never know what's going to come on. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This show was Fast and Loose. Thank you for being with us, and we will see you next week. You want to say goodbye?
Bye, guys.
All right.